If you're coming up with a topic to add value to your listener, you have to understand who your listener is. You got to figure out that avatar. You got to take the time to know and understand who you're even speaking to. If you don't know that, then you're just spinning your wheels on your conversations.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
What's up, podcaster? It is your host, Adam Adams. And today is a solo episode. Are you serious? Am I actually doing a solo episode? So those of you who have been listening for a little while know that every other episode is a solo and the opposite is an interview with other people. And recently, big shout out to Matt Cummings. I reached out to Matt because he is a client. He won a free service with us, which is freaking cool. And I just reached out to him to see how he was doing. And he basically said he's been listening to the podcast frequently, every single week, he said. And the thing is, he was like, hey, when are you going to do another solo episode? Those were my favorite. And so today in this conversation, we're going to talk a little bit about solo episodes, if you should do it, how to do it, and let's get started. So first and foremost, I'm currently on my treadmill right now. I have a little treadmill desk, and this is how I'm recording today. So I generally am using a different mic, and I'm generally not as out of breath. But my trainer, I pay a guy to train me and hold me accountable and change my diet up. He texted me this morning, and he said he needs me to up my steps from 10,000 a day to 15,000 a day. Well, he had it at 10, then at 12,000. Now it's up to 15,000 a day. So I need to make sure I do that. So you might hear me a little bit out of breath. But we're talking about if you should do solo episodes on your podcast. And if so, how would you do it? And so let's just talk about like, why would you want to versus why would you not want to? Just a couple little things. Now, it depends on your business plan. So think about like, what are you doing in your company? In your business, because most people that would listen to this podcast pretty much have their podcast as the top of the funnel. Okay. It's their awareness part of the funnel. It's think of a giant funnel. And at the top is you getting in front of the most amount of people. So people are aware of you and you're adding value and you're staying in front of people and they're sharing it with others. They're sharing it with their friends. They are binge listening to you. So that's the top of the funnel. That's you getting in front of your right people. And so should you do a solo episode or not? Well, why you would want to, here's a few things. Some people, it's their favorite. Just like Matt reached out and he was like, hey, are you going to start those again? Those are my favorite. And I'm like, yeah, I should. I definitely should. So that was yesterday. And now I'm recording this. And so I'm doing my best to support Matt and you, the listener as well, to make sure that you are getting the value. And I'm trying to think like how best to explain this, right? If you're doing a little bit of episodes like this, there's some benefits. It's some people's favorite. They will get to know your actual personality. Like if you're just pouring into your listener and you're having that conversation with them, they're going to start to know you and understand you versus if it's all interviews with other people. If it's all interviews, your listener never really gets to see you as the expert, right? They don't get to see you as the expert because you are extracting from other people, you are letting your guest be highlighted on your show. So to make sure that your listener knows that you're an expert, that knows your personality, then you've got to do these types of episodes. So why not? Why wouldn't you do it? Well, if your company isn't like a service-based business, right? If you're not trying to be a coach or a mentor or move people to your online program or doing consulting, yeah, bringing people into your coaching program or your mastermind, for example, you've got to do it. But if you're not, like if your main way of, for example, monetizing your show is through advertisements, then it doesn't matter if you're having solo episodes or not. If your advertising dollars are where you're getting all your money. If you don't want to make money, then it won't matter, again, if you're doing solo or not. If you've got a service-based business, like I do, it's a good idea for you to have this conversation directly with your listener. And so they can eventually hire you. And I want you to eventually hire us, right? This is one of the hidden things that we don't always talk about, but we add this value on our show and in hopes of being able to really serve our listener at a deeper level. And me serving you at a deeper level is you working with our team and letting us manage your editing, your post-production, writing your show notes, etc. So that's all a benefit. But here's another person that doesn't really need to have those interviews now, or those solo episodes. Dallin is a client of ours and been a friend as well. Dallin Schultz is in real estate investing. So he does a similar thing that I've been doing prior to launching this podcast. I still have real estate investments, but Dallin's just crushing it. But where I wanted to go with him is, like, he could care less. No, he couldn't care less. Dallin couldn't care less. Like, if he has zero listeners, one listener, 10,000 listeners, this isn't the most valuable part of Dallin's podcast. So he doesn't necessarily need to do solo episodes. He could, but he doesn't need to, because the way that he's getting value, the people that he's interviewing are his avatar, and he can serve them. So he's interviewing high net worth entrepreneurs, okay, people that are making $1 million, $2 million, $5 million a year, and they need to be able to kind of invest their capital. So he interviews these people, talks about, gives them value, puts them on the show, and maybe one out of six of them, maybe one out of 10 of them will eventually be investing alongside with Dallin. So basically, he's raising all this private capital because the way that he's doing his show. So him having a solo episode doesn't matter, because he's not even expecting that he has one listener. His main value is having the conversations with his avatar. So he does actually got three episodes per week. So think about that for a second. How many do you have going on per week? Dallin's doing three. And the reason why is because now he's able to have more, triple the conversations with his perfect avatar, the person that he wants to work with. He has the opportunity to have more conversations with that person, with those avatars. He's got one avatar, but people just like that, be able to have that conversation with them, add value to them, and hopefully eventually work with some of them or get referrals from some of them. So for Dallin, he doesn't need to have a solo. But for you and me, maybe you and I do need. I know I do. That's one of my listeners' favorite. They get you get to know my personality. And you can see me as an expert as well, as I go through some of the way to think through your podcast. Now, this is what I'm hoping is happening. You're saying, oh, this is really good. Like, I resonate with that. I love learning from Adam. Man, why don't I just hire him? It's the next most obvious thing. So I want you to be doing the same thing, okay? If so, how? This is the next part. Why yes and why no? Like, what are pros and cons? Who should, who shouldn't? And now, well, let's say, or if you're still listening because you're like, oh, yep, I'm one of those people that should do it. So now the question is, how do you do that? First and foremost, you might ask a question, should it be long or short? Like, Adam, do these need to be 1 hour long? Adam, can they be 5 minutes? Can they be 10 minutes? Is 15 okay? I don't know if I've got enough content to feel like 45 minutes or 35 minutes, but I could probably do a 20 minute. Adam, is that okay? So let's talk about it. If you're going to do solo episode, be short or should it be long? Well, the way that I think through this always, and this is for other content too, even my interviews, I want to think through a topic. And so, like, I've made notes in front of me today. Think through whatever the topic is that you want to share with your avatar, your perfect listener. And as you do that, write down some bullet points of, like, questions that he or she is going to come up with, tactics of how to do certain things, and just put some, maybe some bullet points in front of you. That's all I have in front of me now. That it took me, I don't know, 5 or 6 minutes to put together an outline of what I want to converse with you on, and, like, how to give you this value so that you really understand it. It's tangible. You can take and run with it, right? Like, you're like, all right, should I do it or should I not? Oh, now how do I do it? So, like, this is just kind of how I built this, and that's how you will build it as well. But should it be long or short? So I'm thinking, like, the best answer, as I was getting to a second ago, the best answer is whatever length that you can add true value. So for example, I just don't want you to think I need to make this at least a certain amount of time long. It should be 5 minutes. It should be 10. You're thinking, oh, it should be 45 or whatever. Or you're thinking, oh, I've got to cut it short. Don't just never do these two, like, problems. Sorry, I just hit my desk. I'm talking with my hands. Never do either of these. A, don't. What am I even saying? This is so funny. I think it's funny because it's harder to record when I'm walking, but I have to get my steps in, right? All right. A, never just feel extra time for no reason. Never just add to the length of your episode for no reason at all. Once you get the content, it doesn't need to be any longer than that. Once you get the things that your listeners coming for, you're good. You don't need to fill more space with like pointless stuff, right? And the other problem, B, don't ever cut it short. Don't ever say like, man, I really need to get the value of having a 10-minute episode, which I'll tell you about in a little bit, having these shorter episodes. You listen to this episode today and you're like, man, all right, Adam said I got to do 10-minute episodes. So this conversation really needed to be 15. It needed to be 20. It needed to be 25 or 30 or 35 minutes. And I got to shorten it because Adam said that it's just better to have a bunch of shorter episodes. There's all these benefits that I'll talk about in a sec, but you'll hear that. And you might think, all right, I've got to cut this down. So here's the things that I don't want you to do either. So don't cut it down. You can absolutely, if you want to, split episodes. I don't see that being a huge value. If you've recorded one thing and it's ready to go and it's perfect how it is, and then you just cut it in the middle just so you can have two episodes, I don't think that that's really the best way to do it. I mean, you could record part of it on purpose, intentionally, and give a hook, a cliffhanger that the rest of the value is coming on the next episode or something. But no, I wouldn't just like record something that's full and then break it up. It's just not the way that I think your listener is going to be happier, because not all of them listen in the right order, like the order that you want them to listen to. They don't all listen in that direction. Half of them have theirs picked to go chronological from the oldest to the newest. And the other half of them have their device connected so that basically they're having, there's FIFO and LIFO. These are things that I learned in accounting. First in, first out, FIFO. And this is from the oldest to the newest in chronological order. And then there's LIFO, last in, first out. So basically you've recorded 200 episodes and they subscribe today. And they'll basically listen to 200 and then 199, 198, 197, 196, etc. They'll be going backwards. So FIFO and LIFO, first in, first out, last in, first out. Which way are they listening? Half of them are going one direction and the other half are going the other direction. So you shouldn't just randomly cut something. And if you do cut something, you should be talking about like what episode it was. Just, I think that's really going to be the best way for you to do it. So should it be short or long? You should say that it's the length that you can add the most amount of value. You can entertain your listener. You can give them tangibles. And that's the length. That's the right length. All right. So how do you figure out the topics? So if so, how? If you do need to do solo episodes, how do you do it? So we're talking about a few things. How do you figure out the topics? Here's my 4 suggestions on this. Number one is, if you're coming up with a topic to add value to your listener, A, you have to understand who your listener is, right? You got to figure out that avatar. You got to take the time to know and understand who you're even freaking speaking to. If you don't know that, then you're just spinning your wheels on your conversations. I know you. I understand you. I know exactly what you're going through. I know what you need, what you're learning, what can help you, because I've taken the extra time to figure out my avatar. And because of that, I can give you real value that you care about, that you give a shit about, right? So understand your avatar. This will help you with those topics. So what to think through with your avatar is like, who are they? What are their psychographics, demographics, geographics? Like, where do they live? Like, is it a tertiary market? Is it a rural market? Is it a suburban market? Is it a big metro? Do they live downtown? Like, what are they really going through? How many kids do they have? He or she, by the way. Like, you've got one avatar. How are they married or are they not? Not. They might be married. They might be doing this. Some of them are getting out of college. Are they going to college or not? Your avatar is a person, not a variety of people. Okay. So understand them and then figure out. I'm actually going to give you a resource. growyourshow.com/avatar. Okay. There's a video on there, walks you through how to do this avatar questionnaire. It's 4 pages. And so just go to growyourshow.com/avatar. It should take you about an hour to fill out your avatar questionnaire. It's a lot, but once you do, you'll understand the psychographics, demographics, geographics. And then the 4th thing, and on the last page, is like really figuring out your niche. Like, what do you do that's different? And like, how do you serve your avatar that's in like a new way or better way than, for example, your competition, the other people that are in your space serving a very similar avatar, but in their way? So what's your unique proposition? These are all things that come out of this avatar questionnaire, and you should definitely, definitely take advantage of it. But how else to figure out the topics? Here's another couple of ways to do it. A is you can just update on your business. Like you can just share with your listener what you've been doing in your company. So for example, if you got a coaching program and you serve your avatar to be able to do XYZ, you might just mention, hey, I wanted to share a story of one of my clients who just hired us, was worried about this, was worried about that, didn't know how to go to the next level. And so we just showed them the process that has worked for other people. And now they are crushing it. So you can talk about your business. You can talk about fail. Once I was recording for my old podcast, I sold it like 3 years ago. It's crazy how fast that goes. But I was recording for that previous podcast right before I was going to record an episode. My business lost a ton of money. It was really embarrassing. So I wasn't sure what I wanted to talk about, but my business partner, he's like, you should definitely let people know what's going on here. And I was afraid because it made me look bad. Like in my real estate business, when we lost out on, we like had to exit a deal because of my mistake. And as a result, we lost a couple $100,000. And you want me to share this with people that I want to invest alongside with my company that I lost 200 grand? And then they're like, yeah. Well, it was like over 200, it was like 220. But they're like, yeah, I mean, Adam, you got to do that, he said. And I'm like, well, why? I mean, I don't want anyone to know that I almost made this mistake, that we had to exit this deal, that I don't want them to think that I just jump into things and like judge me or think badly of me. So what ended up happening is I did what he told me. I did what Chad said I needed to do. I actually recorded something with our problem with this thing that had happened. So I get in and I say, hey, I just need to tell you. And I was real somber on this episode. Like I was real scared and embarrassed. And also my tail is between my legs because my company lost so much money. And so we were syndicating a deal. This just basically means buying a big apartment building alongside with other people. And our role in this one, our main role was to raise equity, to bring in private capital from our investors to a deal that was already ready. And so basically we would team up and I would let my investors be a part of this deal and they wouldn't have to raise as much money and I wouldn't have to find a deal. So it was like a pretty good win-win. And the people that were running it, the people that were the main sponsors, that basically means the main owners, we were just part owners and doing a very small job for them, like raising equity. The main people that were running it, one of them had a securities violation. And all that means is they raised money in a way that they're not supposed to. And basically, They defrauded. I don't know what the right term is, honestly. They frauded, I'll just say, a bunch of investors out of millions of dollars. And so I found this out and I didn't know exactly how to approach it, but we ended up exiting the deal. And as a result, we lost some money for and time for raising all the equity. And we didn't get our acquisition fee. And acquisition fee just means our company makes money when we buy, which is kind of cool. But that's for a totally different story. Point is that I let people know this on the podcast that we found out too late that these guys did it. And we had to back out of a deal last moment, already raised all the money. And we could almost taste this acquisition fee. And because I didn't do my due diligence ahead of time, I had my tail between my legs. So I shared that with my audience at the time. And I got more people wanting to invest with us after sharing the bad stuff than ever before, because they like the transparency. They like the honesty, the integrity, us admitting our faults and moving on and going on. And they also loved the fact that we lost the money, but we paid back all of our investors immediately. Like we gave all of our investor money capital back. Right? Anything that was already raised went back, and any that wasn't already raised, we just said, hey, don't wire that to us. So we had all this and we were like, awesome, we let go of this deal. And because we all of the investors got their money and the people that made the loss was just my team. And I mentioned that on the podcast, not even on purpose, really, to my knowledge. And then the listener that as these guys have integrity, they could have just closed on this deal so that they could make all this money, but they didn't. Like they did the right thing, even when it hurt. And We got so many past investors from that. So we're talking about right now is what topics you should have and figured out who your avatar is and now updating on your business. So I updated people on my business, even when business was bad. Now, also, if you've got a deal you need to raise equity for, if you've got a coaching program that people can join, like you're going to update people on your business. Next, you could update people on you personally. Now, I don't recommend this to an extremely intimate level. Right. I don't think that you need to let people into everything in your personal life, but I think that it can be real helpful if you just share what you're going through. Like, for example, me personally, on this episode, I'm getting into kind of like what's been happening in my business, what's been happening with Matt Cummings reaching out, or I reached out to him and then he told me about needing to do some more solo episodes. Right. So I mentioned some of these things. Sometimes I talk about my children. Sometimes I talk about mountain biking or like trips that I'm taking, something that I learned in Mexico, something that I learned in Hawaii, in Costa Rica, in Africa, in just wherever I go, Jamaica, people that I met. And hey, there was this really nice person in Jamaica, blah, 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 blah. And this, in a way, shows people kind of like what you're going through personally, what you're doing personally. I've shared on this podcast before that about my sweetheart, that my ex, I used to call her my sweetheart. And everybody thought that was so endearing. I mentioned her a lot. And then when we split up, I mentioned that as well. I mentioned that I was going through stuff. I mean, I had like 2 months of depression, right? Like for 2 months, I could hardly do anything. And I talk about like getting my six pack and I'm walking on my treadmill right now and getting my steps in, what my coach said, because I'm behind on schedule to having the six pack back. I talk about my jeeping accident. So you'll always talk about kind of things that you've got going on personally. If you do yoga, CrossFit, if you live hiking, things you do with your kids, you'll pepper some of this in because you want your listener to know who you are, right? So update them personal about your business, update them about you personally in small ways. And then you just use these things as teaching moments. So this is the fourth like idea. Use these things as a teaching moment. For example, I wanted to mention that I reached out to Matt and he told me that, hey, when are you going to do that? Again, those are my favorite thing. And I'm using this as a teaching moment. I'm using this story for you so that what you're doing to yourself is you're imagining your own Matt. You're thinking to yourself, yeah, my avatar wants to know me personally. My avatar wants this. And just like Adam had somebody tell him, I would have somebody tell me. And so that's me using this actual story as a teaching moment for you, so that you can say, I need to start doing some solo episodes because I can tell that people like it because people like Adam's solo episodes, for example. So this is just like, this is what I'm going through, right? So if so, how, those are a few of the ways to look at it. And now I'm going to give you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 tactics on really cool ways to make sure that this is most impressive. And this will get back to answering some of the things that we mentioned before, but right after these messages.
Hey, my friend, as you know, this episode is sponsored by my company, growyourshow.com. We want you to be able to have the best tools at your disposal without costing you a whole arm and a leg. So right now you can get a free list of vetted equipment that like mics, mixers, webcams, sound treatment, editing software, everything that you need. I created the whole PDF with direct purchase links just to save you time and money to help it be more convenient for you. So this free PDF will help you skip all the guesswork. If it's on there, it's vetted and approved by yours truly. And if it's not on there, it's probably not worth the money. So go ahead and get yours at growyourshow.com/PDF. Let's get back into the show.
And we're back talking about if you should have solo episodes and how would you do it? Right now, I want to talk about some of those tactics. And I mentioned before the quick break, we have got six tactics, strategies that can help you to make sure that you are making the most out of these solo episodes. Number one is the hero and the guide. Someone's the hero, someone's the guide, right? Who's the hero? It might be your client. It might be somebody who hired someone like you. Maybe you're brand new to your business. You haven't done a single coaching or mentoring yet, but you want to because you can see that you can make great money and you could serve people. And you could enjoy it and you could see the light in your client's eye when you give them that big aha moment. Okay. So you might end up doing it and you want to use this hero and guide, which basically just means someone's a hero, someone's a guide. Your customer is the hero. And how you do that is you think about Luke Skywalker and Yoda. Okay. So you might be talking about, I might be talking about a client of mine who, I'm going to go through this hero guide thing in two ways. Okay. I'm going to do it in two ways with you. A, you might say to that person, your perfect listener, you might be talking about a client that you had. I'm going to call my client Kim. Okay. Kim is going to be my client. Let's just say Kim has coaching business on writing books. She doesn't like all those people that basically use these weird tactics to make sure that you get an Amazon bestseller in four categories. She doesn't like those tactics. She thinks those are just pointless, fluffy things that are meaningless. They're not helpful. The way that you do it might not have full integrity. And so Kim's like, I want to do it a different way. I want to really have people focus on this. So right now I'm giving you, so think about already Kim currently is the hero in my story. I'm telling you the pros and the cons. Let's go to Luke Skywalker. We're going to talk about he doesn't live with his parents. Maybe his parents died. Maybe his parents left him on the step because they couldn't handle him because they were too poor. And anyway, Luke was growing up with his aunt and uncle. Oh, poor, picked on, doesn't have anything, came from nothing. He's an orphan. And now we're feeling for him. And we're like, man, he's going through so much. And we're thinking about it. And it's pulling on our heartstrings. And we want to see succeed. We want to see Kim succeed in this story. When I'm talking about this is what she's going through, she's got this book company. She doesn't like all that stuff. She wants to really serve people and help people. Kim is my hero. Okay. I'm going to be Yoda throughout the story. This isn't even a real story, by the way. I'm just like helping you to be able to understand how to do this. So we're thinking about like Kim being Luke and me, my company, my team, Jerisa on my team, Jen on my team, Paul, somebody on my team of currently 37 employees. One of them is going to help Kim, and that's going to be the guide. Now let's talk about Yoda. Who is the guide? Who is Yoda? Yoda is this humble guy, not trying to get the spotlight. Write that down. Humble guy, not trying to get the spotlight. Doesn't need anyone to think he's awesome. He's only there to help coach Luke because Luke can't do it completely on his own. Kim can't do it completely on her own. You see where I'm going with this? I'm going to be me or my company or my employees is going to be the guide. We come to Kim and we're like, what is it that you're trying to achieve? What are you passionate about? And she shares her passions, like Luke, his desires. We all want love, for example. Luke gets the girl at the end of the movie. We want Kim to get the girl at the end of the movie. Or guy, who knows, who cares? But just like Luke, we're like, we see the princess and we're thinking, man, there's this sexual tension. They're friends. They didn't quite like each other. She wasn't sure if that was her type. He wasn't sure if that was his type. Or he was like desperate for her and she was playing hard to get. And now you feel this and you're like, man, I really want him to get her. I really want them to be together. Are they going to just kiss already, right? We want to see the hero succeed and be happy and overcome adversity. So let's think about Kim again. We want her to succeed. You're listening and you're like, man, I hope she gets this. I hope she's able to support these people doing her unique thing. And how is it going to turn out? Dun, 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 right? And so let's just pretend that I found Kim on social. I saw her post this on Facebook. And on Facebook, she was like, man, I don't know how I'm going to start this podcast. I don't know how I'm going to grow this podcast. I don't know how I'm going to get in front of these people. And I just said, hey, Kim, these things that you're going through are not that hard. In fact, we've worked with a lot of people and helped them to be able to overcome those pretty easy. And it's just a simple process, Kim. Can I show you? And Kim's like, yeah. Please show me. And I asked her what she's looking for. I extracted her vision. I found out what's holding her back. And then I just let her know, hey, why don't we just offload these four things and you're going to have these problems solved. And we'll just fast forward into the story. This is a fictitious story. I mean, it's literally happened a few times, but the one that I'm telling you now, I'm just making up. So Kim, she hired us and it was hard for her. Like she didn't know where all that money is going to come from because it was a little bit out of her comfort zone. She went in and took the leap and tried to work with our team, even though she didn't quite have the money. So she was just worried. She was worried because the podcast might have costed her already something, some time, some effort. She really wants this to happen. Her marketing budget is almost gone. I mean, she didn't give us her last dollar, but it wasn't completely comfortable for her to invest in her podcast. So anyway, we supported her. We just gave her those four easy things and she did them. She nailed them. She crushed them. Maybe not overnight, maybe not the very first day, but she ended up getting it, which is really cool. Just like Luke ended up getting the Force, figured out how to use the Force and practice the Force and had some issues and some trials. And sometimes the magic wouldn't work. And sometimes he was distracted and sometimes he was scared and sometimes something else happened. And some of the people that he tried to do the voodoo magic on, it didn't work on because they had the Force on their own as well. So we're going through all those things. I'm talking about Kim now, what she wants, what she's going through, what she was worried about, what she was struggling with. And then she decided to invest with our team. And we just helped her with those four things. And right now, to give you a peek on what's going on with Kim, and again, this is not a real story. What's going on with Kim is she has started her podcast. It's working out really well because she's getting her message about how not to work with some of these other book launching companies. She's not getting a ton of business, but she's getting enough business where she's making about $10,000 a month extra than she was making before hiring us. And maybe it only cost a few grand a month or a couple grand or even a grand a month to work with my team. But now she's making an extra 10 grand a month. Like, she's crushing it. And what's really cool for Kim is she doesn't have to edit her own podcast. She doesn't have to figure out how to write the show notes. She doesn't even have to email her guest. Like, she thought that she was going to email her guest after. She thought she was going to wait for us to send her the things. We're going to put it in some type of Dropbox folder. And then she was going to have to get to it on a certain exact time and send it with so that she didn't fail. And then she learned that she didn't have to do any of that. Like, our team just handled it, right? So she is able to be the complete star of her show, but without all the hard work. And she's making $10,000 a month. Because she has a podcast, because that's her top of the funnel, it's helping her. And she is loving it because those clients that she's working with make her really, really happy. All right, let's pause the story. Do you see how I didn't really get prideful or arrogant about how my team was able to help her? I want her to be the hero. After I mentioned that we just helped her with these four easy things, she crushed it. After I mentioned that, I went through her story, how she's feeling, what she's going through, the success, the happily ever after. She's making 10 grand a month. She doesn't have to do anything. And she's able to be the star of her show. And her show keeps growing without her. These are the things that we're talking about for her. And in your brain, you'll say, that's really cool. I want to be Luke Skywalker. I want to be Kim. And so then you think, man, to be Luke, I would need my own Yoda. I need somebody to really coach me and mentor me and put me under their wing. And then you're thinking, like, who would that be? Ah, darn it. I can't figure out who to hire to grow my podcast, for example. Well, then you start thinking, man, if I could just hire the same person as Kim, she's my hero. She has the same struggles as me and the same desires and the same things holding her back that were holding me back. Mostly. And you know what? It's kind of cool because Grow Your Show helped her to be able to offload all of the hard work. And now she's the star of her show. That's wonderful. And so then you naturally say, I'm going to hire these guys. I'm going to schedule a discovery call. I'm going to see if I can afford it. I'm going to ask Adam if he can do this or that. And then my team can support you. And in this conversation, I never talk about me being a hero. Oh, hey guys, I'm a badass because my team's so cool because we were able to help somebody who was helpless. That's not the way we talk. And unfortunately, even though you can tell that it sounds real asshole-y to come across it like me trying to be the hero. Man, my company is the best ever. All these people, they get so much value when they hire us. And I talk about us being like, oh, I started this company and I really like wanted to help people and now I am. And here's like all these people that I could help. Isn't the way that we come. This isn't the conversations that we have with our listener. So the hero and the guide. Who's the hero? Who's the guide? Next, another tactic, number 2 of 6. Should you copy others or pioneer things? I say you do both. For example, on this episode today, I got some of the idea from a podcast that my team downloaded somebody else's podcast episode, and then we just got it transcribed. And within there, it's talking a little bit about how to get fresh ideas for your podcast. And I'm going to use some of those tips that are in there throughout this episode today, right now, to pepper in, because I want you to have that value of fresh ideas, but I want to do it in a different way. I don't want to completely copy. So I say, yes, you copy others. You look to see what is working, but you also niche it down. You also pioneer your own stuff. Like, you also figure out your spin on it. If you find out that other people are trying to learn XYZ in your field, well, you find a way to answer those questions by looking them up somewhere. And I'll give you some suggestions on where to do that by looking up, like, what do they want? What are they looking for? And then you want to, just like we talked about earlier with the avatar and making sure you know there's psychographics, demographics, geographics, and then your unique niche. I think a tactic for how to do these solo episodes is to marry and flow between copying what is working for others and using your own spin on it by pioneering and niching and showing how you do things a little bit differently. Next is batching. Another tactic is, if you're going to be doing solo episodes, it can be real helpful for you to record a few of them at a time. Yeah, just back to back. My team, we look up other podcasts in this genre and we see what are good podcasts, what people are looking for, what's getting traction, where they're getting their downloads and stuff like that. And we'll use a lot of that, what we learn, in order to create our own content for you, right? So it's all beneficial. So you want to batch, and you just don't want to be behind the eight ball, all right? You don't want to get too far behind. And I think that's a big thing. We've talked about it before on this podcast. You probably heard a little bit, but it's just batching episodes. It's so beneficial to just sit there and record like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I have a friend, Chris. I think he said that he recorded like 20 or 30 in one day, like insane amount of content, right? So you've got the ability to do that. So batching is helpful. Batching is number 3. Number 4 out of 6 is Newton, I think. Objects in motion, stay in motion. So I could be wrong on that. I need to look it up, right? But if you've ever heard like inertia, and if an object is in motion, it'll stay in motion as long as there's nothing to obstruct it. You know, like outside the Earth's atmosphere, everything's moving without any friction. But inside the Earth's atmosphere, this gravity is pushing air like oxygen and nitrogen and carbon and anything else that's within our air, pollution, and it's heavy and it's pressing it and compounding it down. So because of that, the sound waves, the light waves, they just travel a little bit differently, right? And so you put something in motion, and because of all this friction, this air, these molecules, the thing just slows down. So you throw it and it will end up slowing down because it's being, there's drag, there's aerodynamics, right? And then also it's going to probably run into, because of gravity, is probably going to run into the ground, is probably going to bounce, is probably going to eventually stop. But generally speaking, objects in motion, they stay in motion. Objects that are still, they stay still. They stay stagnant. They don't move. So now I'm going to share more of my personal stuff. What's happening? If you've been listening and brought it up, he's like, let's do those solos. I love those solos. Well, I'll tell you, we needed to get a few interviews out fast because we were piling them up. We had a lot of content and they were good interviews. And so I wanted to bring them to you. So anyway, the point is that I stopped doing some solo episodes. Like, went ahead and said, hey, we need to push these out. I'll take a pause on solo episodes. So I was an object in motion, staying in motion until I wasn't, until I thought to myself, man, I've really got to let some of these episodes get out. And then it's been actually really rough for me because objects that are stagnant stay stagnant. It's been actually hard to get back onto the solo episodes until Matt told me the truth and said, I need you to do this. And that was him banging me. Don't repeat that. Okay. It sounded bad. That was him running into me figuratively and putting his inertia into me to boost me just enough that I could start getting back into motion again. And so now here I am, finally able to record a solo episode because I know it's beneficial for you, right? Thank you, Matt. Everybody give kudos to Matt. He really has helped this podcast and he's got me back in motion. So Isaac Newton, right? objects in motion stay in motion. Objects that are stagnant stay stagnant until something pushes them hard enough. And Matt was that inertia for me. Matt was the person who pushed me to get into recording this episode and batching some others. So a couple other resources is Answer the Public. I think it's answerthepublic.com. I'll make sure that my team has it in the show notes. So just scroll down. It's already there. Answerthepublic.com is a pretty cool place to go if you want to make sure that you're getting good value on your solo episodes for your listener. So basically, you type in like whatever your genre is, entrepreneurship, podcasting, real estate investing, man, there's so many, financial advising, book launching, whatever it is, you will make sure that you know what your person needs and you'll find it out really easily at answerthepublic.com. And they got all these bubbles, like these cloud bubbles, like these thinking bubbles where they're, one of them goes to like different places and stems off. And another idea, like for example, let's just say it's podcasting. In the middle, we've got podcasting. Okay. One of the stem offs is monetizing. And on the stem offs of monetizing, it's all of the different ways to monetize. The stem off of one of the ways to monetize, let's say it's affiliates. There's a stem off of Amazon affiliate. There's a stem off of this and this and this and this. And you can see what people are looking for, what content they are already searching for based on the way these bubbles look. And a different one in podcasting might be what kind of equipment to use. What kind of mic should I use? How much should I spend on a mic? These are all questions that people are asking. And we go to Answer the Public to find out that people want to know what kind of mic to use, right? If that's you, go to growyourshow.com/, I can't even remember, PDF. And you can get a PDF of all of the equipment that you could ever need to build your studio, soundproofing, all this. We're almost done with this episode, which is awesome. Answer the Public. That's how you find these different things out. And another one is Facebook. Like you can go to Facebook group and that are in your genre and you can see what people are asking for, all of that. And additionally, I made a post not too long ago. I made a post and on that post, I basically wanted any of my people to come onto my podcast and ask me whatever questions. So it's like free coaching and it's going to allow and build into some episodes that are really valuable. But because of that, I can also remember and recall the questions that people are asking me. They're asking me. We can write those down, categorize them, and be sure to pepper in those lessons that we know that our avatar's asking for and looking for because we're actually having those conversations with them. So yeah, should you have a solo or not? Yes or no? If so, do some of these things, the avatar, the business, the personal, the teaching moments, hero and guide, copy and paste, pioneer, batching, Newton, objects in motion, Answer the Public, Facebook, boom, got some value for you today. I'll see you on the next episode.
This is serious. Don't go. Now that you've gotten whatever value that you feel that you got, the actionable takeaways, you need to implement the stuff that you learn. If you remember me talking about bird church once, and they learn how to fly, and then they walk home, I don't want you to walk home. I want you to fly home. So take the steps, take the actionable steps for your benefit so that you can become a better podcaster. That's the only thing that I ask of you. And I'll see you for more actionable tips on the very next episode.